Let us, well, we are setting the scene and setting the mood for the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya, which is Friday. But yes, it's nice to get our focus, get into focus. So what we'll do right now, we will read a few verses. There's a series of verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 1, glorifying Lord Nityananda. So let's just read maybe all those verses, or at least a couple of those verses. So yes, this is Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 1, verse 7 to begin. Sankarsana karana tayas chayi, garbhada chayi cha payoti chayi, sheshyasti yasyamsha kalasa nitya, nandakya rama sharanam mamastu. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarsan, Shesha, Sheshanaga, and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana Ocean, Gava Ocean, and Ocean of Milk are his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions. Mayatite Vyapi Vaikuntaloke Punaishvarye Sri Chaturabhyuha Matye Rupam Yaso Bhati Sankarsanakyam Tam Sri Nityananda Ramam Prapadye. I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as Sankarsan in the midst of the Chaturabhyuha, consisting of Vasudeva, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. He possesses full opulences and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation. And let's read the next verse too. Verse 9. Maya Bharata Janda Sankar Sangarshayanga Shete Sakshankarana Bodhi Madhye Yes Yankamsha Sri Paman Adidevas Tam Sri Nityananda Rama Prapadye. I offer my full obeisances under the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose partial representation called Karanadaksha Vishnu, lying on the Karana Ocean, is the original Purusha, the master of the illusory energy, and the shelter of all the universes. So these are a few, that was three verses from the first chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, glorifying Lord Nityananda. So let us say a few words about Lord Nityananda. Well, seeing we are setting the scene, let us say a few words from the beginning, from the time of his appearance. Namaham Vishnu Vidae Krishna Presta Bhutale Shmati Bhakti Vedanta Svamaditi Nami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaura Bhakti Chari Nera Vishesha Shunyavadi Vastu Chari Chitani Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Vichananda Shri Advaita Dada Shri Vastani Gaura Bhakti Brinda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
much comfort in this time because sin is a Hare Krishna, devotees. I'm happy to inform you that the next book we are producing is 90-something% ready, in fact, is focusing on Eka Chakradhar, the place of Lord Nityananda. Very beautiful. Beautiful photos of all the pastime places and the temples and deities, and detailed descriptions, etc. So that will be coming in due course. Don't hold your breath. But, yes, just now coming. But Lord Nityananda, Lord Nityananda. Well, we know that when Lord Krishna appears, then his entourage, his closest associates, and close expansions, they also appear with him. So, Lord Nityananda is in that position, closest associate. Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahi Anya, Balarama, Hoyalo, Nitai. Krishna came, and his first expansion, Balarama came with him. So, 500 or so years ago, Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya in the combined form of Radha and Krishna. And Balaram came as Nitai, as Lord Nityananda. Balaram, his role, of course that is a deep and extensive subject, position of Lord Balaram and his relationship with Lord Krishna. But one very important part of it is that Lord Balaram is the older brother. And the position of the older brother in Vedic culture is that the older brother is the representative of the father, is a very senior position. Effectively, far more senior than just being a couple of years or a few years older, which would be just the normal case nowadays. But the older brother in Vedic culture is really in a much higher and much more responsible position. Very senior to those who are junior. So Lord Balaram came as the older brother, and as such, in that mood of mature responsibility and even being the representative of the father, he was very protective towards Lord Krishna. He was very protective. First of all, of course, he entered the womb of Devaki. But then, before being born, so to speak, he was transferred to the womb of Rohini, who is really like his eternal mother in terms of the Leela. So, sometimes the question arises, why didn't he just from the outset go to the womb of Rohini, see they have that relationship? But the answer is, because he's very protective. He's always looking after Krishna. And in this case, he wanted to make sure that Devaki's womb, everything was set up nicely, working nicely. so that Krishna would be comfortable. And when he was sure enough that everything was in good working order in the womb of Devaki, then he arranged to be transferred to the womb of Rohini. So the mood of Lord Nityananda is similar, very similar. Very similar mood. In fact, to make the position or the relationship more clear, Lord Nityananda appeared about, well, a good number of years, 16 years, approximately, before Lord Chaitanya appeared. So he really was quite senior. He really was quite senior. And when they came together, when Lord Chaitanya began the Sankirtan movement, after having performed the last rites for his father Jagannath Mishra, Lord Chaitanya, that was in Gaya, Lord Chaitanya then returned to Navadvipa, and then more or less immediately started the Sankirtan movement. So as soon as that began, Lord Nityananda, who at that point was in Vrindavan, he came to join Lord Chaitanya. And then they worked together in the Sankirtan movement. And Lord Nityananda was always being protected. And just making sure that Lord Chaitanya was all right. So that, right in the beginning, when Lord Nityananda appeared, well, Lord Nityananda appeared in this place we mentioned, Eka Chakra. It's a few hours, about 4 hours or something, plus or minus, to the, what would you say, northwest kind of Mayapur area. Eka Chakra, and it's in an area called Radha Desh, and that area Radha Desh is known for being an area, or the area, where the Ganges does not flow. The Ganges is not there. It's further to the east or to the north, because it comes across and around. So, yes, so like that, it's separated. Certainly separated from the Mayapur Navadvipa area and the surrounding areas there. And it's a sort of a drier area, actually. So, when Lord Nityananda, when little baby Nitai appeared, oh, for the whole town of Eka Chakra, it was just a revolutionary thing. Everything, it's a dry area, therefore it had been a little difficult. The farming had been a little difficult. You can't just take water out of the Ganges, which is what so many do otherwise. But when Lord Nityananda appeared, from that time on, until he left Eka Chakra, Eka Chakra became very opulent and very beautiful. The rain would fall very nicely at night. You could go and take rest, and it would rain. And you get up the next morning and the rain would stop. And it was just enough, so everything was very green and very lush. And the Bengali super favorite prasad rice was growing in abundance. Particularly, I don't know if you're familiar with Govindabhog. We've all heard of basmati, long, thin grain. Govindabhog, the equivalent, more or less, in terms of social acceptance in Bengal, is short and fat. Govindabhog is a completely different type of rice. So the Govindabhog was just growing and overgrowing, and everything was just lush and green and just very opulent, beautiful, natural opulence. And everyone understood it all started happening just as Lord Nityananda was about to appear, and then when he appeared, then just everything became abundant. And the child, Lord Nityananda, Nitai, he was so beautiful. His color was golden, just like or something like Lord Chaitanya. Yes.